verdad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual. Cuando intento describir, no hallo la forma de expresar lo hermoso del amor que él a mí me da. Y así como la hiedra y la pared, así sentirme cuando estoy con él, como si fuera perla en el fondo de...
Hola, hola, buenas noches. Deseamos que ustedes estén pasando un buen tiempo.
Hello, hello, good night. I'm hoping that you're having a good time right now.
Y vamos a continuar con nuestro programa.
We're going to continue with our program.
Esperando que usted lo disfrute.
Hoping that you're enjoying it.
Gracias, y quiero introducir brevemente en unos momentos.
So I want to introduce in a few moments.
A su programa, a algunos de nuestros invitados.
Some of the guests in our program today.
So, muy buenas noches.
Good night.
Y quédese con nosotros.
And stay with us.
Hey, thank you for tuning in to Cristo the Rock, presented by Un Nuevo Día on 100.7 FM, The Word. We're on every Saturday, 12 midnight to 1 a.m. Stay tuned, and we hope you... we have an interesting show for you. Hope you enjoyed.
Claro que sí, es siempre algo nuevo en nuestra programación.
Of course, there's always something new in our program.
So, en este momento quiero una breve introducción a todos nuestros invitados que están aquí.
So, I want to have a brief introduction to all our guests who are here.
Hey, hi Nathan, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Súper, ¿eh? Y estoy lista para lo que va a pasar.
I'm ready for what's going to happen.
Isaí, dígame, ¿cómo está usted?
Muy bien, muy bien, buenos días a toda nuestra audiencia.
Recuerde que son las 12 de la noche y con 2-3 minutos.
Ajá.
Hi, David. ¿Qué nos dice David?
Hello, good morning, everyone. Or, wait. Good night. I don't know, whatever, which way goes. But yeah, thanks for tuning in.
Gracias, gracias. Y tenemos con nosotros también a Sam. Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Good morning, everybody. Drive safe.
And Genesis, she's with us.
I am here. It'd be like, good morning, right?
Sí, sí. Yeah. Sí. Buenos días.
Buenos días.
Buenos días. Recuerde, le estaremos dando más información a través de nuestro programa.
Remember, we're going to give you more information throughout our program.
¿Cómo usted nos puede contactar?
How you can contact us.
Maybe a través de un correo electrónico.
Maybe email.
Teléfono.
Phone.
Bueno, aquí le estaremos dando nuestra página también. Así es que quédese con nosotros.
So stay with us.
Tenemos un programa muy... muy interesante.
We have a very interesting program today.
JB is here. JB, hi, how you doing, JB?
I'm good.
Este nos va a estar trayendo por allí algo de cinco puntos, ¿no? Interesantes para nosotros.
Uh-huh.
You're bringing 5 points? Is that what?
Yeah, I thought it would, you know, it's the holiday season and everybody's getting ready to, you know, go to luncheons, parties and stuff. So we're going to go over like 5 tips on how to keep calories down for those who are... looking to slim down or get, you know, just keep it on the safe side. Not forcing anybody not to have a good meal, but, you know, for those of you that are aware or want to be aware of what to eat, I want to throw in some tips.
That'll be a good New Year's resolution.
Super. And tenemos también a Nate.
Oh, yes,
a ver, él va a tener un juego bien interesante.
He's going to have an interesting game today.
Sí, ganadores, premios.
Ahorita no hay premios. Para la otra va a haber.
Bragging rights.
Just bragging rights, yeah.
Pero yo creo que vamos a tener un buen tiempo y queremos que ustedes se queden con nosotros.
So I think we're going to have a good time, so I would like for all of you to stay with us.
Bueno, pues Sam, acércate por ahí el micrófono y por aquí estamos siguiendo reglas y tengo que volverme a poner al corriente.
All right. Well, let me ask my mom a question. What do we have to look forward to for the show next week? What do you have planned for it?
Bueno, nuestro plan es para el próximo programa.
So next program.
Tomar ese tiempo de la temporada navideña.
So we're gonna take the time to, I guess, like
the season,
seasonal, the Christmas spirit.
Así es que vamos a traer artículos, temas, entrevistas.
Articles, themes, and interviews.
Yeah, muy interesante.
Very
Así es
interesting.
Que, usted que nos está sintonizando.
So for you who are tuning in with us.
Le invitamos para que se quede con nosotros.
So we invite you to stay with us.
Hasta la una de la mañana.
Till 1 o'clock in the morning.
Guys, what do y'all think about Christmas?
I have yet to find the true meaning of Christmas.
What? Oh, el verdadero significado de la Navidad. Bueno, de esto vamos a hablar la próxima semana.
So we're going to talk about this next week.
Por ahí me aparezco.
Sí, aquí estaremos. Y yo estoy trayendo un tema sobre, en otra frecuencia, acerca de, deme algo para creer. Yes, give me something to believe.
Something to believe in.
To believe in. Mm-hmm. Entonces, podemos a trabajar en esto. Y a nuestra audiencia que nos quiere enviar sus correos electrónicos.
So our audience who wants to send our emails.
Ajá, y darnos sus ideas.
And give us ideas.
You know, acérquese con nosotros.
So just come to us.
Y pregunte, ¿verdad? Y esperamos que usted pueda no solamente pasar un buen tiempo.
So we're hoping that you're just not going to have a good time.
Pero que usted tenga un momento en el cual pueda recibir información importante.
But you can receive important information.
Bueno, esta es la primera parte de nuestro show.
So this is our first part of the show.
And voy a dejar que JV pues ahí entre con este comentario super que nos va a traer una resolución de cuidar nuestra salud.
So JV's going to take over to let us know all this calories.
Déjenos saber.
Well, talking a little bit about you know, what you guys were for next week's show, I was also wanting to bring a little bit of another article, I guess, on dream building, and you know what a lot of people are going to go through their resolutions in you know, in a matter of weeks, and actually a lot of people are going through the resolutions right now, and so I'm going to bring in a little bit of you know, how to keep your resolutions throughout the year, not just, you know, the first week, first day of the year, you know, just
wow, super.
How to be, you know.
Así es que va a estar trayendo, hablando un poco acerca de cómo mantener resoluciones, no solamente en la temporada de recibir el año nuevo, pero cómo mantenerlas durante todo el año.
Yeah, because it's important. I mean, you don't just want to... talking about weight, you don't want to lose.
Hablando acerca de peso, no quiere perder. Esta es una manera, aquí es la única tip de decir que perder es bueno, ¿verdad?
Eso sí lo quiero perder, todos lo quieren perder.
No lo pierdan, déjenlo ir, porque si lo pierden, lo tienen que ir a encontrar.
No, es que por lo regular, todo lo que es, esas se pierden algunas cosas y luego, es cierto, vas y la buscas. Sí.
Sometimes you lose things.
So let's not think about losing weight, let's talk about releasing weight, so we won't have to pick it up again, you know?
Eso me gusta, ¿verdad? No piense solamente en perder peso, pero en dejarlo, ¿verdad? Soltarlo. Just go, bye-bye.
Yep, say sayonara.
So, JB's, come on, háblenos un poquito acerca de...
Okay, well, speaking about, you know, food and what we're going to go through in here in a week or two, and pretty much what we've been going through right now, you know, a lot of parties and stuff, There's a lot of people looking forward to their parties and, you know, going to eat. But there's got to be a little bit of like a rule of thumb, or just maintain your meals healthy. There's ways to making it simple, not having to go to parties and just stuff yourself with food that at the end is going to, you know, not bring any benefit to your body. And so I brought in five tips, I guess you can call them, on how to keep track of weight, I guess, or to keep it easy on your food. First of all, I want to go over a study. There was a study that shows that the average American gains 1 to 2 pounds during the holiday season. And, you know,
1 to 2 pounds is not bad, ¿verdad? Una dos libras no es malo.
No, it's not that bad. But yeah, some people get carried, you know, over without all that weight.
Well, I'm sorry, JB, and I know that is did your segment, but
well, oh, no, it's fine.
Everybody,
it's fine.
That are welcome to interrupt.
Yeah,
yes, you know, because you know what, Nate and Jesse, I'm like, he said, like, you know, the percentage, you know, it's 1 or 2 pounds for me. Say, like, hey, it's not bad.
Yep.
¿Verdad? Pensé, pero hey, come on.
Yeah.
Well, I want to gain 1 or 2 pounds.
Yeah. Well, the average American consumes approximately 4,500 calories and 229 grams of fat from eating traditional Thanksgiving dinner. I mean, that's just a Thanksgiving dinner. You know, and that is not including the breakfast, lunch, or late night snacking, you know, from leftovers and, you know, whenever you want to go back and eat.
That's the best.
Yeah, I know, that's what usually tastes better. And so, Okay, so the first thing, and these are pretty much tips for like all of you guys, if you want to take note up on that. The first five, shop smart and healthy and healthy for the holidays.
Ir de compras sabiamente. How you do that? ¿Cómo haces, cómo haces eso?
First, you would have to plan to include plenty of fruits, vegetables, lean meats, seafood, whole grains, and low-fat dairy.
Seafood, it is easy to find in any season. I mean, there's...
Well, for, you know, a lot of the Latin people, they're pretty used to eating fish. You know, most of us are pretty close to seashore, so it's easy to, you know, prepare a tilapia and, you know, fish or any type of thing, any type of seafood. But, I mean, it's not very traditional fried around fish. Fried fish.
I actually had some just a few days ago. It was pretty good.
See, and it's not very common to eat fish around this time of the year. But, you know, it's something that you can include.
JB, okay. I got a question for you. I found out that eating healthy, it's expensive. So how do we get around that as far as, you know, shopping healthy?
It's expensive because if you go to Jack in the Box, you get two tacos for a dollar.
Es muy caro porque si vamos a Jack in the Box, podemos agarrar dos tacos por un dólar.
If it's cheap, it's not worth having.
Well, yeah.
It tastes good.
It is. It is.
Your body is a good investment, in my opinion.
Yeah. If you're going to go eat organic food, it is going to cost a little bit more.
Si vas a comer una comida orgánica, te va a costar más.
I mean, yeah, definitely. Because you go and choose your fruits and vegetables, and they're going to be... And they're going to be bigger than at, you know, your regular supermarket.
They actually have more nutrition. Sorry.
Es algo que tú puedes escoger y es más saludable, más grande.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth the buy. I mean, because you're going to get also a little bit more better nutrient because it's organically grown. And so it's a little bit better and it's better, you know, it's better crops from. Okay, and
this
so...
Is one tip? One, two, three, well, how many did you...
This is just one. That's, you know, shop smart.
Okay, that's made a little bit of break of that points, and vamos a hacer una pausa ahí para que nos sigas trayendo, pero es interesante, ¿verdad?
Yes, it is very interesting.
Es muy interesante, pero, hey, yo creo que es tiempo para ir a nuestro juego del día, ¿no?
So, I think it's time to go to the game of the day.
If you don't mind, can I interrupt?
Yeah, claro.
JB... Go ahead and read the top five that you had. Just read them down briefly, and then we'll touch on each one of them. You know, each one of us, if we have some insight.
Okay, cool. Yeah, definitely. All right, number two, start the party light. So most appetizers tend to be loaded with calories, and it's easy to overeat them before the meal. So make it easy on your guests or on yourself by offering light and satisfying appetizers. For tempting yet and healthy appetizers, you can offer shrimp cocktails. Again, that, you know, there goes the fish. Whole grain crackers, you know, just beside their wheat, not white flour. And reduced fat cheese. Vegetables with a low-fat yogurt dip or fresh fruit skewers. Number three, harness the power of produce. Add more simple...
What did you say?
The power of produce.
No, what was the first word you said?
Harness.
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 Okay. Yeah, it's like harness the power of produce.
Oh, okay. I got it. Harness. Like
yes. Okay. Yeah, a lot of people don't go into the produce thing, but add more simple vegetables and fruit dishes to the menu instead of heavy dishes with sauces. Your guests will fill up on healthy fiber without lots of those extra calories that, you know, it's in the typical food. Some examples for that are green beans, you know, with a little bit of lemon here and there, a green bean casserole, peas, corn.
peas are gross.
You know, use low-fat soup. You know, put more vegetables in there. You know, throw a little bit more extra vegetables, and you know, just that makes the whole thing a little bit crunchier and tastier.
Peas aren't crunchy.
Like compound chicken.
Yeah. And then another thing, go frozen in the winter, you know, like frozen foods. Fresh is usually the best when fruits and vegetables are in season. But when prices are high in winter, you know, right now, because they're not in season, so you know, some fruits are a little bit pricier. Just head to the frozen food section and, you know, stuff your, get yourself in there.
I thought frozen foods weren't as healthy because a lot of them, they've been frozen for a long time.
Yeah.
Eating them frozen is not what makes them unhealthy. It's the fact that they're cold that the digestive system can't take them in, right? But the fact that they're frozen, I mean, it varies because some fruits have been frozen for a long time.
They're preserved.
But so yeah, they're preserved, so it's not as harmful.
Like you mean like frozen healthy foods?
Yeah, I mean, there's...
Because when you say frozen, I mean, if I go to the frozen, I pizzas and hot pockets and...
There's if you look in there, you'll find a section where there's, you know, bagged fruits, vegetables, you know, throw them out of the freezer, put them in the kitchen aisle and just let them...
¿Sabes qué, JB? Yo creo que esos puntos que tú estás trayendo van a ser de gran beneficio para nuestra audiencia.
And I think those points that you're bringing up are going to be a very, too good for the audience that are listening to us.
Y nosotros, bueno, pues apreciamos, ¿verdad?, tu información. Yo no sé
we
hasta cuál punto vamos. Nos queda
Here's the last one.
Okay.
Serve healthier desserts. A little, you know, healthier desserts. For dessert, you can try... chocolate dipped strawberries. Again, you're
so
I mean, it's a good dessert, but you're throwing in some fruit. You know, for it's colorful and it's pretty delicious, pretty tasty. If you want to offer pie, choose the healthier pumpkin pie. There's a lot to choose from out there. Just make it healthy and make it with non-fat evaporated milk if you're gonna, you know, prepare yourself.
Bueno, pues muchas gracias, JB. Yo creo que esto para nuestra audiencia, ¿verdad?, que nos sintoniza, será de gran beneficio.
I think our audience are going to benefit from your tips here.
Y bueno, pues yo le quiero thank you, gracias.
Yeah, you're welcome,
gracias.
You're welcome.
Y es el momento para introducir a Nate
no,
Nash. Nate Nash.
¿Qué onda?
¿Sabe qué? Preguntarle si estamos listos para el juego de este día. Tenemos algo bien interesante.
Todo lo que tengo preparado nada más es saber qué conoce la gente. Ustedes.
I know everything, so don't ask me questions.
Nate, yo creo que estamos listos. Estamos listos.
Bueno, lo que voy a hacer es voy a escoger a dos jugadores nada más para esta ocasión. Y entonces voy a estar preguntando preguntas que me dicen falso o cierto.
That's funny. Preguntando
listo.
Preguntas.
Escoja.
I'm gonna be asking questions to see if they say true.
Pick me.
Well, one's gonna be Sarita.
Oh my goodness.
And the other one I think should be David.
Okay, David.
I don't know.
Vamos a ver quién es mejor. Okay.
So here's number one.
Okay.
True or false? Does a duck's quack
I think,
echo?
I think I'm. Do I take score?
Yes.
You take score.
Yes.
Between these two lovely people.
Oh, thanks, Nathan. You're
gracias,
lovely too.
Gracias. Okay, vámonos.
So the first question, true or false? Does a duck's quack echo?
False.
Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe yes.
Yeah. Negative for David.
Okay. Well, yes. What?
So
okay.
Negative?
Okay.
Yes.
True.
La segunda preguntita que tenemos ahí.
La segunda pregunta is.
Second question.
Is it true or true or false that bats always turn left when exiting a cave?
What?
False. I think it's false.
True.
Okay.
All right. Number three.
I'm just going to say opposite what she says.
Okay.
True or false? The names of the continents all end and start with the same letter.
False. I think it's no.
True. True.
Okay.
All right. And here's the last question. True or false? Donald Duck comics were banned from Finland because he didn't wear pants.
No.
What? He's not banned in my dictionary or my personal. No.
So.
Well, Finland is a little crazy. I'm gonna have to go with true.
True.
I love Finland people.
All right. So, Genesis, what are the scores?
Sarita. All false.
yo creo que yo tenía una true, ¿no?
No, false. Okay.
I just said the opposite of what she said.
David has
let's just see who's right.
A negative.
Well,
David has a negative.
Wait, what? I said true on that one. No, I said true. Well, I said true at the end.
You didn't answer. Okay.
Well, all right, well, just give me the true. The answers to all of them were true.
Ah, nale. So, praise the Lord Jesus.
So, Nate, ¿a dónde me pone este en categoría?
So, 100.
¿A dónde me pone en categoría de cultura?
What's our category in culture? What's my category?
Well, I'd say 4.6 or something. I don't know.
Well, I got 100.
Hey, could you elaborate on the bat question?
Yeah.
How'd you come up with that?
Well, he is Batman now.
The species of Eptesicus from the bat family in Northern America always exit bat caves to the left. It is not known why.
Uh-huh.
But maybe having something to do with their sonar capabilities that they have.
Echolocation. That's what it's called.
Very good, Jazzy. yeah, that's what it's called.
¿Por qué no me dio un tip? Yo ni cuenta me di que yo estaba todo false.
I didn't even know that it was false.
I knew all these questions had a reason. So I said true.
Nate, yo creo que nuestra audiencia también puede participar con nosotros enviando algunas preguntas, ¿no?
So I think the audience can participate sending some questions.
Question, comments, complaints.
Sí, porque según usted va a estar trayendo segmentos con preguntas bastante educativas también.
Capciosas.
You're going to bring a lot of questions that can educate us, or everybody.
Entonces,
yeah, especially about Donald Duck.
That's only to get warmed up. That's only to get warmed
up. Nos estamos preparando para ir a una breve pausa.
So we're getting ready to go to a small pause right now.
Luego vamos a regresar.
And then we're going to be back.
Vamos a regresar con ustedes.
We'll be right back after this short break. Oh, and remember, you're listening to Cristo the Rock, presented by Un Nuevo Día on 100.7 FM, The Word. So for more information, you can go to saraesquivel.org. That's saraesquivel.org and thewordfm.com.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Regresamos.
We'll be back.
Quiero ir allá, solo si tú quieres. Quiero salir.